The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Democrats this week have made some shocking admissions. First, they support death and suffering, which I'll talk about in the first segment. And I mean that very literally, by the way. And in the second segment today, I'll talk about how Bernie Sanders admitted that he supports and likes slavery. So an awful thing happened a few days ago that people are talking about, but there's not that many people talking about it, and I do want to highlight it on my show today. A little girl was unalived, and unfortunately, I don't want to use that word, but I have to because it's the word that YouTube wants me to use, otherwise no one will see this video. But she was unalived by, you guessed it, an illegal immigrant. And this is according to Daily Mail. Listen to this. A Venezuelan migrant that could have been deported over 2 months ago was charged with a late-night drunk driving crash in Texas that unalived a young girl. Chassin was arrested for assault in June, and when he was released on September 24th, he was put on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE hold. Court records showed, however, these records were shockingly indicate that the ICE hold was lifted for some reason, allowing him to walk free and then allegedly drive drunk. So I'm not going to show you a picture of this girl who died, because as someone who's had someone die and have them be in my family and have their face go up on the news, I know this is sensitive and I want to be sensitive and tender to this family, especially because, again, it's a cute 7-year-old girl. It's hard to see. It's really sad. Her mother was severely injured as well. So if you want to go see their picture, it's out there, but I'm not going to show it on the show. This is why, though, we need the deportation, guys. And the cost doesn't matter. I want to break down a few of the rebuttals, or I guess what people are saying against deportation, and talk about why it's ridiculous and why this is a great example of why it's ridiculous. So you hear so much, the cost is going to be so high to carry out these deportations. I cannot tell you how many times I hear people talking about this. Sometimes from the right, most of the times from the left. But think for a moment. If this was your daughter, would you care about the cost? And I posit that to anyone on the left listening today, or anyone on the right who has made that argument. Seriously, if an illegal immigrant who had already committed crimes ran into your daughter and she died, would you be okay with non-deportations? Would that be okay for you? And the other thing that you inevitably get from Democrats as well is, oh, well, you just must hate Venezuelans and Mexicans. No one does. We don't live in an age where that's a problem. For me personally, the reason why I'm talking about this today has nothing to do with Venezuelans or Mexicans or Hondurans or any of them. It's not bigotry. I just want my kids to be safe. Like, I'm having a daughter in a few months, if you didn't know. I just want her to be safe. I see this story and I see my own life, and I assume a lot of you do as well, and this is why many of us support deportations, because it's scary, and I don't hate immigrants. Like, if you don't know a lot about me, I was a missionary for 2 years in rural America working with illegal immigrants primarily. So I have nothing against illegal immigrants. I actually love them. I speak Spanish. I've lived in Mexico several times in my life. So it's not bigotry. And that comes from a personal experience. I have a lot of experience in this, probably more than any of our elected officials, frankly. I have many, many friends who are illegal immigrants. I have many friends that are immigrants that are legal, and pretty much all of them are Hispanic, so it's not bigotry. And even though there are people out there who are conservative that maybe not have those same experiences, it's still not bigotry for them either. It's as simple as they just want their kids to be safe, and they want them to be safe as well. Another ridiculous argument I have to dispel. There are people saying on you see this all over X today, by the way. There are people saying that the crime rate among illegal immigrants is lower than the average American. And first off, I don't really think that's true. I don't believe the stats on that one bit. Of course, they're all illegal immigrants, so they broke the law by coming into this country. But in any case, if you put that aside, let's just assume that the stats are true, that the crime rates are lower among illegal immigrants than Americans. They're here illegally. Again, the crime rates do not matter, because even if one commits a crime, it is that one crime shouldn't have been here in the first place. And it feels that people on the left cannot understand that. I dare you, for instance, to go to the mother of this girl and tell her it's okay to have illegal immigrants overall because the crime rates are lower. You're going to get a slap in the face, I promise. And so here's the last thing that is truly stunning, and this is kind of bringing it center. The reason why I'm saying that the left loves death and suffering right now. Where is BLM with all of this? I thought BLM really cared about black lives, because this is about black lives. The girl who died is black. The mother who was injured is black. This is a black family. They only care, BLM, they only care about their political agenda. And we knew this. This is no surprise, but it's so stunning to see these examples. And there's just no word. There's no condolences. There's no, oh, maybe we should. Yeah, I mean, there are black families being by illegal immigrants. We should look into that. It proves that it was never about black lives in the first place. It was about power and money, because at the same time that they're silent on this girl's death, they are raving about Jordan Neely, a criminal who died because he was threatening people. He had a massive rap sheet. And that's the story. The story is not the little black girl who died because an illegal immigrant hit her while he shouldn't have been out in the first place and was drunk. Again, one serves their political agenda, the other doesn't. This girl doesn't serve their political agenda, so why would they care? Unfortunately, guys, we live in a world where the leftist cult is growing bigger and bigger. I actually wrote a whole book about it. It's on the shelf right there. You might have noticed it. Right now, it's on sale on Amazon, for $9.99. The link is in the description below. I had a really good time writing it. I think you'll enjoy it as well, so go check it out. It makes a fantastic Christmas gift for yourself or for your friends and family. Again, it's $9.99 only. The link is in the description below. Well, the craziness of the left continues because Bernie Sanders just admitted he likes slavery if it means that people just get what they want. Watch this.
Is health care a human right? Should every American be entitled to health care, whether they're rich or poor, young or old? And you know what the American people say? They say, yeah, we do believe that.
Right.
And yet you'll have, to your point, very few people in Congress, in the Democratic Party, in the Republican Party, who really say, you know, health care is a human right. The function of healthcare should not be to make huge profits for the insurance companies and the drug companies, but to provide quality care to all people. Now, you know what? That's a hard thing to do for any country on earth. No system is perfect. But we have got to establish the premise healthcare is a human right, not just a commodity for large corporations to make money from.
Healthcare is not a human right, Bernie. A huge human right. If it were, by the way, and this is kind of the point of the show today, this segment, if it were a right, then you would believe in slavery, Bernie. And it's fascinating how many leftists don't understand this principle at all, because it's something, a human right is not something that's given. Conservatives believe that it's given by God. Awesome. The left doesn't really believe that, whatever. It comes from a magical force in the universe. But even the left, like liberals, believe that it's always yours. It cannot be given. It could be taken. So, for example, everyone agrees that we have the right to life. If you have the right to life, no one gave it to you. Again, I believe it was given by God, but in any case, no human can give you that right. Someone could take it, theoretically, from you, which is unfortunate. The same could be said, another example, free speech. I have free speech. I'm doing it right now. I can say whatever I want. Someone could theoretically take it from me because, you know, I could be jailed for something I said, for example. And because of that, the government then promises to protect those rights. That's what the Bill of Rights is. It's not giving you rights. It's saying we will protect those rights. So if you say that healthcare is a human right, it cuts against all of those things. It's one of the biggest reasons why the left absolutely hates our Constitution. because they don't agree with any of what I just said. Again, classic liberals do, leftists like Bernie Sanders do not. Health is not something that you just have innately. It's not something that no one can just give you. Like, it's not just me. You're born, and frankly, there's a lot of things unhealthy about you. Many babies are born unhealthy. It requires, if you want to be healthy, it requires the work of others. So for example, if you break your leg, you have to go to a medical professional to help you. Otherwise, you're going to die or you're going to have some sort of medical complication. But if your right requires the work of others, that means that person is obligated to help you without pay. That's what a right means. It is yours. Meaning I have the right, if I break my leg, for someone to come operate on me. So let's see what the definition, well, let's just think about our definitions for a second. We have the definition of a person who is forced to provide a service to someone else without pay. What does that sound like to you? It's slavery. That's the definition of slavery. And my question for people on the left is, where does it end? Because why not, for instance, healthcare is great, yeah. Food is great. Why is food not a human right? After all, we do need food to live. It's great. So let's get people out in the fields again, making food, because after all, we have to have it. So cut away all the things going on in the American economy today. They're great. Food is relatively cheap, even though obviously it's gone up a lot, but it's readily available. Let's say that goes away. People then are obligated to go work in the fields so that I can have food or they can have food. So by definition, that is slavery. What about, for example, love and compassion? There's a lot of data out there that says that you have to have love and compassion in your life to live, essentially. So it seems like something everyone should have a right to, according to the left. Therefore, that means I get to force someone to be my mom, if that's what I need, or my girlfriend, if that's what I need, or my son, or whatever I need to fulfill the love and compassion in my life. And they are obligated to do so because it is a human right. It's crazy talk. And people on the left, like Bernie Sanders, they know it's crazy talk. They know it's insane, but they just say these things because they know that the average person likes free stuff. And it turns out that when you offer people free stuff, they tend to elect you. The problem is, Bernie, nothing's free. If you're a true conservative, you guys need Daily Wire Plus. I partnered with Daily Wire Plus because instead of just talking about politics, they actually change the culture. They have fantastic things that I know you already have heard of, like, am I racist? What is a woman? Right now, if you go to the link in the description below, you'll get 30% off with my link and my code CAR30. You're going to want to use that because it supports my channel as well as gets you that 30% off. Again, that's the whole Daily Wire Plus catalog. Go check it out. It kind of blew my mind when I saw it. You've got all of Matt Walsh's stuff, all of Ben Shapiro's stuff, all of Jordan Peterson's stuff, fantastic stuff. Go check it out today. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.